What's up, you guys? Welcome to Spirit Speaks Podcast, which is a podcast all about spirituality and life, I guess. You know, this is about how spirit is always speaking. It doesn't matter what religion we follow, doesn't matter what faith you follow, or if you follow none at all. Your higher self is always speaking. Your spirit is always speaking. The spirit is always speaking. The spirit of your ancestors, everything, constantly showing you signs, signals, and clues to what's going on in this reality. This reality is very malleable. I personally believe that we're living in a dream state. It's hard, and that's a dangerous way of thinking, because you start to really not take everything so seriously. But we have to realize that regardless if it is a dream state or not, you know, there's lessons to be had, and there's a reason why we manifested ourselves here rather than stayed in the other realms. That was a very long intro, but let's start the show. So to be honest, I wasn't gonna sit here and record the podcast today. I really wanted to catch up with you guys, and when I feel a strong calling to do something, I'll fucking do it. I'll listen, okay? So here I am. I just wanted to talk about a lot of things. I wanted to cover a couple things, and I also wanted to say, damn, I'm sorry for missing a week. I was sick as fuck, and I usually don't get sick like that. Like, I'll get sick and then I'll be sick for a little bit, and like the most of my sickness, the peak of my sickness is usually congestion. But when I tell y'all, my whole body hurt, I had a migraine, I had no appetite for like the past week. I really think I had the flu. It was terrible. And the worst part about it was my first round of tests for this semester were in the height of when I was sick. So, oh God, it was hell. It was really bad, y'all. I wasn't even on my Instagram, my Twitter. I wasn't meditating. I wasn't doing nothing. Literally, I was just trying to recover, and I was just tired. Like, even after I felt good, I felt fine, like no congestion or anything, I was tired. So it's been hard to shake back, but a lot has happened within, you know, the past, last time we talked. First of all, Kobe Bryant's death has just, the world stopped. And, you know, I'm sure that anyone who, you know, he touched, like, if you play basketball, or even if, just in general, just American culture, all of America just stopped for a second, and it was a very, very sad moment. And I know all of us felt it in some way, shape, or form, whether that was a sadness from others or sadness from yourself, you know, of remembering someone that you might have looked up to. And it was very tragic. It was very tragic, and it was just very, very heavy, heavy energy for a while too. And I think that also kind of pushed me into my shell some more, because it was a very sensitive time. And I was very tempted to divine on it, and not on his death, but of what's to come. I was very tempted to look into what's gonna happen for the rest of this year, because it has been so crazy. It's felt like we've been through a year already, and it's only January 31st. I was really tempted to look at it and to ask my ancestors and stuff, but I was called to do that, but I was very weak. I was very sick, and part of me honestly didn't want to know. I think this year is going to shift a lot of things around. Some intuitive predictions that I have in general is that we are going to be seeing a lot of things come to the surface when it comes to conspiracy theories with celebrities. I think we're going to see some conspiracy theories being brought up. I think we're going to see a lot of conspiracy theories about the government being shown and brought to light as well. I think a lot of things are shifting. I think it's a scary topic, because I know that it's a lot heavier than we think it is. And I know that, just like how I was saying in the beginning, our reality is very malleable. And there's some things that people agree to before they come here. And there's some things that people have to learn from when they come here. And it's no judgment, but in the same token, it's very sad to see the powers that be move and shift. And I'm not saying that I have any conspiracy theories about his death. I'm just saying that I think we're going to see a lot of other things come to light. This year is going to be very interesting. And people's spiritual awakening and things like that are all contributing to this. It's all contributing to this energy and this search of knowledge, this age of Aquarius. And I encourage you all to, you know, it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. Find gratitude. Find whatever higher power that you believe in. Connect to a greater source that will ground you. Because that's the major thing here. That's the major thing that we all have to remember, is that regardless of what you believe in, even if you just believe in your higher self and you don't believe in spirit, you don't believe in God, that's fine. I think connecting to some greater force above yourself is what truly grounds you and gives a lot of us peace and stability and a lot of this. And I know in the darkest times that I had in my life, I intuitively kind of knew that it was all shifting and happening for a reason, and things were moving. And so when you have these, you know, periods of time in your life that you are overcome with sadness, you have to understand that there is a greater plan, and you have to understand that everything is happening in its perfect timing that was written before we even got here. And I know it's a hard concept to grasp for a lot of people, that you would wish something upon yourself, or you would wish something upon someone else, or whatever the case may be. But there's some things that we have to realize. The reason why we came back to Earth is to learn. I truly believe that this is the closest to hell that a lot of us are going to get. And that's for a reason. We came here for a specific reason. And we picked a lot of these things that happen in our life because we wanted to build character and see things from a different perspective. So if you always keep that in mind and always keep the higher power in mind, then you really realize that this matters, but it doesn't. It all matters, but it doesn't. It's a very layered concept that is hard to grasp, but I wanted to talk about a specific subject. I wanted to talk about everyone being a reflection of you. I wanted to dive into this concept, and I wanted to talk a little bit about how to transcend energy and to grow in general. And I hope I did an okay job transitioning that, but I think this is a conversation that that's very needed. So, let us get into it. So, I think something that we hear a lot in the spiritual community and maybe in general is this idea that everyone is a reflection of you. And this idea has gotten a lot of backlash for a lot of good reasons, and people have expanded on it in a lot of different ways. I personally truly believe in this. I believe in this from a couple different perspectives. I believe in this in the way that I do believe that we are all one consciousness. I do believe that we are God experiencing itself in as many perspectives as possible. And I do believe that we have our own souls that we find at the end of the day, you know, at the end of this earth. And anyone who's had past life regressions or experiences with the other side may have, you know, touched and understood things to a different capacity. And even with meditation and other practices, you can truly feel the soul within yourself and understand how things are working and have a calmness and understanding. But I truly do believe that we pick all the experiences that go on in our lives before we come here. And I do believe that everyone around you is a reflection of you. And I think the more that we grow as people, the more that naturally our relationships grow. But I also do believe that the more that we surround ourselves with friends and family and we choose who we spend our time with, that is who we truly are. And I think a lot of people don't want to realize this because they don't want to accept accountability for some shitty things that they participate in or they represent. But that's truly what it is. And I'm not saying that everyone is you. I'm saying that how you resonate with someone, how you resonate with anyone, represents something in your life that you are, that you wish to be. And I think that the more that we grow, we start to lose friends and we start to have relationships crumble in our lives that we may have thought will be there forever. And those things happen because we're shedding old parts of ourselves that need to leave, that are no longer resonating on the same frequency as our vibration, our current vibration. And I think a lot of people, when they start to become spiritual and start to do the work, emotional work, and there's always work to be done, they start to lose friends. And I know that I did. I lost a lot of friends. When I started seriously becoming spiritual as fuck, like every day meditating and reading and learning and taking notes, because what I did for months was take notes, just take notes and dive into my own consciousness and figure things out for myself. When I started really doing that, I saw some relationships crumble because those relationships were built on frivolous things that I no longer wanted to resonate with and no longer wanted to have as major parts of my life. And it's crazy because in the same token, things were lost, but things were gained. Some people who naturally started becoming spiritual as well, I started getting closer to them where they came back into my life. The people who truly resonated with my messages and, you know, truly understood me on a spiritual level drifted back into my life and now are my closest friends. And that truly happened, and that shift happened because I was conscious enough to understand what I'm leaving behind and what I'm gaining. And when you start to become more spiritual, you might have, you know, this period of time where you feel completely alone and you feel like you lost everything and you feel like you're growing and now you have nothing. But you have to realize that for new things, for better things to come, sometimes the old has to leave, or all the times the old has to leave. You have to make room for your blessings. You have to make room for new connections. You have to make room for new relationships. And if you don't, then there is truly going to be chaos. And I guarantee you, it won't be that way. You won't have everything and all the new friends and all the old friends and all the new habits and all the old habits. Those two things honestly can't coexist, especially when you start to truly change as a person. And I think this concept can get dangerous when we start to think that we're better than people and we start to think that, well, I outgrew this person or I did this or I do that or whatever. I don't think it's necessarily them as a person. I think that the relationship of which the basis of the relationship that you resonated with the person, that energy, that frequency, that is what you grew out of. The person as a whole can change, but the connection that you have, whether that is trauma bonding or whether, I know for me, I lost a lot of friends that all we did was talk about guys and go out drinking all the time and never had any real conversations. those were the people that I lost because that was no longer a focus in my life. That was the very last thing on my life, on my mind. So it wasn't, it was very different. So I grew out of that resonance. And then with that, me growing out of that, the relationship crumbled because there was nothing holding it together. But I didn't grow out of that person. I grew out of that relationship. And we have to understand that when we say that everyone is a reflection of you, what we really mean is every relationship and connection that you have with other people, those all come from a base, and that base is you. So when you have that relationship and you have that connection, you're projecting. You're always projecting. How you treat that person, how you allow that person to treat you, what is the main common factors in that relationship that make it a relationship or friendship? All those things have a source, and that source is you. And that is why everyone is a reflection of you, because that relationship and your perspective is how you see that person. And how you see that person is a reflection of all of those things is a reflection of your projection back onto you. It mirrors you. Everything is a mirror. So if you think your relationship is bad, is it truly bad, or is the energy bad, right? Is what you're putting in it and what you're getting back from it bad? And where does that energy begin with? It begins with you. If you truly did not resonate with that terrible relationship to begin with, if you didn't feed it in some way, shape, or form to begin with, then it would have never been reflected onto you. And I'm not saying that everyone is abusive who's in an abusive relationship. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it has to do with the relationship you have with the interaction and the relationship that you have with yourself and what all that you believe that you deserve. So there's a couple things at play here. Your base vibration, how you feel on a day-to-day basis. That's one. Two is what you resonate with. And three is the relationship you have with the outside world and yourself. And from these three objectives sprouts relationships, sprouts connections, and sprouts what's going on in your life. Just like the laws of the universe when it comes to abundance and manifestation, but specifically, like, let's talk about money. How you feel about yourself concerning money. Do you believe that you truly are deserving of all the money that you want? Are you constantly engaging in that relationship, as in, are you feeding and receiving it? And to manifest more money, to manifest more abundance, to be on that wavelength, you have to not only receive but also feed it. When I give more, especially when I give more out of pure genuineness, that's when I receive more, always. Because I'm engaging and I'm feeding that energy and I'm resonating fully with that relationship. So it's feeding back onto me. And it's a reflection of me, because when I give, I'm feeling on the same frequency and energetic wavelength of money, of abundance. And I'm completely resonating with this idea and this energy. So now it starts to engage back with me. And this is how all relationships work. If you resonate completely with this relationship, if you feel like you deserve how the other person is treating you, if you deserve those things or those actions, if this is truly something that you think is okay in your life, then it will stay in your life. And of course there is, you know, extenuating circumstances, but this is a general idea of all relationships and all energy that we have in our lives. So when we say that everyone is a reflection of you, we're saying that the things that you allow, the energy that you allow in your life and the energy that you feed is all projections of what's going on in your inner consciousness. And it's a hard concept to grasp sometimes, especially when we get further and further deeper, you know, into it when it comes to quantum physics and, like, you know, conspiracies that actually nothing in reality is really real and everything is of our minds. And I believe that theory very much is intertwined in everyone as a reflection of you. But trying not to get into quantum physics, you know, that it is a basis of our relationship and the energy that you dance with, the energy that you play with, the energy that you engage with. That is the energy that you will get back. No one is above you and no one is beneath you. But the projections that you receive are simply mirrors. Everyone is simply a mirror. And our lives can be chaotic sometimes because there is no grounding and no balance. And that's why being spiritual has saved so many people, and having spirituality in almost any sense, doesn't matter what faith you follow, has saved so many people because it does give us a grounding. It does give us something to look forward to. It does give us something to contribute to serve, to find purpose in. And if you truly understand that this grounding can help with these mirrors and the energy that you're projecting, that is why people give up so much of their lives and live for spirit. Because we understand that in that grounding energy and that force above ourselves, that there is peace. And to attain that peace, to have a connection with that peace, you will find more peace being projected outwards and reflected back onto you in your life. And that's truly what it is. I hope this made sense. I hope this connected. I know this is a heavier episode, but I did want to just talk about the subject, and I wanted to talk about grounding and finding spirit in everything and anything, and how important that is, and taking accountability and responsibility for the energy that we allow into our lives, and understanding that it's simply an extension of us. Understanding that it's simply a reflection of you. So yeah, thank you guys for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace, love, and light. And one more thing before I leave. Of course, thank you everyone who has shared the podcast, who has told a friend about the podcast. And I want to actually specifically thank Aisha Arthur, who sent me a Cash App for the podcast last week. Thank you so much. I always appreciate you. I've worked with this person plenty of times, and her energy is amazing, and I love working with her, and she's just great. So I want to shout you out today for Cash Apping and donating to the podcast. I really appreciate you. And if you feel called to donate, of course, my Cash App and Venmo are both Your Spiritual Mermaid, and you can always book a session with me on yourspiritualmermaid.com. Again, thank you guys, and I'll talk to you soon.